Hello everyone, a very warm welcome to our very first Primary 7 podcast, where we give you the opportunity to ask our current first year pupils about what life is like here in Glenifer High School. Today we aim to separate the truth from the myths, the fact from the fiction, and hopefully make you feel a lot happier about coming to Glenifer in August. The questions today come from the incredible and amazing primary school pupils in our catchment area. In case you don't know who they are, they're Bushes, Redland, Lancraigs, Lochfield and Heriot Primaries. Our hosts today are myself, Mrs. Sangster, the Deputy Head Teacher with responsibility for the new S1, and I'm delighted to have with me seven of our current S1 pupils who are dying to share their experience of their first year in Glenifer by answering your questions as honestly as possible. So, let me introduce our panel. We have Ioana.
Hi.
We have Evan.
Hi.
We have Jack.
Hi.
Stephen.
Hello.
Tess.
Hello.
Mia.
Hello.
And Daniel.
Here.
Okay, so let's go straight to our first question, which is from Chloe and Heriot, and Gemma and Marcus and Lancraigs. Okay, we'll give this question to Daniel. Daniel, do we get a lot of homework?
Well, it depends on what class you have. Some subjects like math and science give a lot of homework, and maybe others once a week or less. We use an app called Satchel One, which is good because you can see your homework all in one place, what task you have to do and when it's due in. The bad thing about Satchel One is your parents and carers can get notified when your homework is due and if you don't do your homework.
Well, that's not so good, is it, Daniel?
No.
Okay, our next question is from Sophie, Rachel and Tia in Lancraigs and Millie in Heriot. I think Jack's going to answer this question for us. What are the lunches like and can we leave school at lunchtime?
Lunch is very important and the canteen sells a whole range of delicious hot and cold food, from sandwiches and paninis to curry, enchiladas and fish and chips. On a Friday, the average cost of a school meal is £2.80 and the canteen is open from 8:30, so you can have breakfast if you are running late. We use a system called Parent Pay in Glenifer, which is a cashless system where your parents load money onto your card from home, ready for the day ahead. In first year, we must stay in school for lunch. This is the best way of keeping us safe and out of any danger. When we get to second year, we are allowed to go to a local shop if we choose to, but it's up to you.
Several of you were concerned with this next question. It was raised by Kyle and Brooke in Lancraigs and Blaine in Heriot. How will we know where to go and how to get to class? And if you get lost, will you be in trouble for being late? Evan, what do you think?
So don't worry. For the first 2 weeks, there will be S3 buddies who will act as guides for every class. Their job will be to show all the first years where to go and help them find their way around the school. You will also be given a map of the school to help you. Don't worry, Glenford pupils and staff are really friendly, especially to the new first years. If you get lost, just ask someone for help.
Brilliant, Evan, thank you. Question 4 is from Summer Rose and Stuart in Lancraigs and Adam in Heriot. What about our classes? Will my friends be in my class? Mia, what do you think?
You will definitely have someone you know from your primary in your class. It may not be your best friend, but Miss Sangster gets lots of advice from your P7 teacher before she makes the classes up. The good thing is you get to know lots of new people and make new friends, so don't worry. We have two classes in first year, a bigger class for subjects like English, Maths, History, and a smaller practical class for classes like Art, Home Economics, Technical and Science. This means we have plenty of space to create our masterpieces.
Brilliant, Mia. Thank you so much. Okay, our next question. Lots of you, including Archie, Lily and Gemma from Lancraigs and Murray and Jack from Heriot have asked, tell us all about the different subjects we'll have and if the teachers are nice. Ioana, what do you think about this one?
You'll see a huge difference when you come to Glenifer. You're used to doing English and Maths, but you'll also study lots of other new subjects. There's Art and Technical, History, Geography, Modern Studies, RE, Music, Health and Food Technology, French, German and Spanish, Science, Business and Computing, and of course PE. Most teachers are really nice if you work hard and get on with your work. Some teachers can be pretty strict, but no one's really scary.
What's your favourite subject?
History.
History? Do you like history?
Yes.
There's a lot of subjects there, isn't there? Okay. Emma, Juliet, Murray and Adam from Heriot have asked our next question. Are there any clubs in school and after school I can join? Tess, what do you think?
There are lots of clubs running in Glenifer. If you like sport, there is basketball, football, netball, volleyball. There's the science club, debating club, eco committee, art club, LGBTQ and lots of others.
Wow, there's loads to do, isn't there? Is there a music club, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, music too. We don't want to miss them out, okay? So, Mason from Langcraigs has asked, is football allowed at lunch and break? And what happens if you get hurt? Stephen, what do you think?
Yes, you can play football at the back of the school where there is a huge pitch. There is also an Astro where you can use at lunch. The teachers are walking around the playground and the school area. We also have a first aid in the school if you get hurt.
Okay, thank you, Stephen. Right, now for our quick fire round using our questions from Loughfield Primary School. Okay, do we need to wear masks, Joanna?
Well, if you have a medical condition, then no, but otherwise in classes, yes.
Okay, so we have to wear masks. Okay, are there any lockers? Evan?
No.
No lockers? Can we use our phones in class, Daniel?
Only if the teacher allows you to, but if not, you keep it in your bag.
Okay, brilliant. Is there a school library, Jack?
Yes, there is.
Do you visit it often?
Yeah.
Good. And how many classes are there in a day, Stephen?
It depends on the day. If it's a long day, then 7. If it's a short day, then 6.
Brilliant. How long are the classes, Tess?
Usually 45 to 50 minutes.
Good. What about vending machines, Mia? Do we have any?
Yes.
Yes, we do. What do they sell? Any idea?
Sell drinks and other snacks.
Drinks and snacks. Is there detention, Joanna?
Yes, it is, but only if you've misbehaved in class.
Okay, and have you ever had detention?
No.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. Okay, this is for everyone. Is high school fun?
Yes!
Brilliant. So that's all we have time for today. I hope you have learned a bit more about us and you feel a little less anxious about coming to Glenifer in August. We're looking forward to seeing you in school in May for your two induction days. And I would really like to thank Joanna, Daniel, Jack, Mia, Tess, Evan, and Stephen for helping me out today. I'd also like to say a huge thank you to Mr. McGonagall from the music technology class. Hope to see you all soon.
Bye! Bye.